Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to State Representative Greg Hartzell about all the legislation he's been working on and what he'll be working on in the future. Greg, you know, it seems, I say this to you almost every week, it seems like there's something big coming through the news, some, you know, bill that everybody got everybody talking about, a couple bills coming through this week. But first of all, what have you been working on and what are the things that you're excited for moving forward in the next couple weeks?
Well, thanks, Nathan. I appreciate the opportunity. A bill that I've been working on for the last couple years is making its way through the legislature, dealing with drug-endangered children and the definition. Basically, we're refining the definition of what constitutes children in a drug-endangered environment. And this came back from, has been a concern since the Department of Human Services started what was called a differential response model, where certain criteria determines how a child in need of assistance is handled, which path they go down. Anyway, we had some situations where kids, in because of the definition, were falling through the cracks. And so this is a bill that Representative Dave Dawson and I worked on last year. We came very close to getting the bill done and just ran out of time. And so we put together a work group that met over the interim, got several stakeholders together, was able to get some consensus from all of the stakeholders, and which helped us craft the legislation for this year. It sailed through the House unanimously, and just this past week went through the Senate unanimously, so it's on its way to the governor's desk. So proud to see that, because I think this is going to keep kids protected, especially those that qualify and would in these type of drug-endangered environments.
One thing that's been in the news, and I really want your thoughts on it moving forward, was the fireworks bill.
This is a bill that came out of the Senate, and I'm not very familiar with it, just high level. My understanding is that this is a bill that would allow for the sale and use of fireworks around two different times a year, one around the 4th of July time frame and the other around Christmas and New Year's. Other than that, I don't have much familiarity with the bill.
My question would be then, what is your general feeling towards that aspect of Americans having the right to have fireworks and making Iowa a state that is leaning towards doing that exact thing? How is your feelings towards that bill?
Well, we had a bill like this a couple years ago in the House of Representatives that passed with bipartisan support, and again, not knowing the similarities between that bill that we passed a few years ago and the bill that just passed through the Senate, we still have yet to look at those details. But generally speaking, I'm supportive of it. This is one of those issues that, you know, there's people that have very good arguments on both sides. And as we know here, around the 4th of July time, we typically have people setting off fireworks anyway. This is one way that we have you know, just ability to get control of this situation. And so I haven't had a chance to review the bill that came out of the Senate, but I did vote for the one that passed the House a couple years ago, and am generally supportive of it.
And now another bill, I believe now, if I'm correct, I believe this one came out of the House and moved to the Senate, and this is the Home Rule Bill, I think is what it's being called.
That's correct.
And this one would basically give schools another way of basically having more control over certain things, and it's kind of, I believe if I read it right, flipped the law a little bit, where they wouldn't have to do a state statute law anymore. They could basically implement, like, say if they wanted to have fees towards parking, towards events and other things like that, schools would be able to, in a way, local control, govern themselves.
That is correct. It's the way that what we passed in the House this past week provides locally elected school boards across Iowa the opportunity to govern their schools in a way that meets their specific needs for their students, teachers, and communities. And just to give you a little background, under current law, schools are currently governed by what's called Dillon's Law, which only provides them with the powers expressly granted by the state. And so you are correct. We reversed that in that now with this new bill, if it is enacted, we'll provide schools with what's called home rule, or some people call it Cooley's rule, and just the exact opposite of Dillon's law. allowing schools to exercise flexibility in areas that are not addressed in state law, provided that they are not in conflict with state law. So it's essentially giving to school districts the same home rule authority that we give to cities and counties.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash. Let's talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.